Let's do it right now. It's such an epic time right now in the history of this planet. And that's, again, why you're here. It's not real tough to figure all this out. You're here in the present moment, and that's all there is. You're here to shine your light. Not working on it 24 hours a day. Go about your business, enjoying life, but you'll feel it when it's time. You'll feel it, and it's not a call from me or anybody else. It's just, you'll feel it within yourself. It's time to radiate. No agenda. We're not asking for world peace, an end to cancer. You're not asking for a certain football team to win or lose. Do that on your own. Continue to play in duality if and when you want, but when you shine the light, it's just that. Let's take a good deep breath into letting that light shine. Letting it shine out onto the planet that's at this tipping point, that needs the light right now. And then it's up to them how they want to use it. Just shining that light, and like I said, it goes to you first. Shining that light in this now moment. Nothing can communicate outside of the now moment. Nothing can. That's why it's so important to be here, present, aware, alive. What do humans do with this light? It's up to them, but this is a tipping point right now. It's up to them, totally up to them what they do. But at least the light is there for them. At least a higher level of consciousness. There are so many right now who are asking and praying and seeking. So many who are filled with hopes and dreams. There's some who say that humans lost their ability to hope and dream. No, they really haven't. Well, they're confused in many, many levels. But right now, they still have the hopes and dreams. They're just waiting for some answers, waiting for somebody or something to happen. Well, it's not going to be alien spaceships coming down, because we kicked their asses out of here. They were interfering. It's not going to be some human-made god coming and creating floods or whatever God used to do. It's going to be consciousness coming from those humans like you around the planet that are in the now moment, are there present, and they know what it's like just to radiate consciousness. It's all about what we're doing. We've took a lot of years to get here, but that's what it's about. It's really quite simple, and it's really quite fascinating also as you watch to see what happens on the planet. Watch. You're not going to have to wait real long. Light is a funny thing. Light doesn't take any time to travel. It occurs in the now moment. You may say physical light or photons, they take a while to travel, but the light of consciousness is instant. It is instant. you're not going to have to wait a long time to see how all this plays out on your planet. Let it shine. That's it. No effort. You can drink coffee, or you can even listen to music or read a book while you're doing it. Me, if I was on the planet, I wouldn't be wearing the headsets and listening to music. I'd be communing all the time, listening to the beauty of life itself. Who needs headsets? Who needs that outside music? And that's coming from me, a musician in my last lifetime. No, I'd just be communing with everything all around me. Again, I've seen a lot of controversy. What is benching? And, I've seen some Schomburg get caught in the duality and fighting for one side or the other. That's not shining your light. That's staying in duality, trying to provoke arguments. Go do that, but not when you're shining your light. Go do that if you must. Shining your light is just that. Let's take a deep breath with why you're here, what you're doing. More than anything, at this point of separation for the planet, that's right now. Right now. The opportunities don't get much grander than this, where there's all these forces at work from all around, and not just this invasion in Ukraine, but there's forces everywhere at work. Forces that humanity is saying, we're not going to do that anymore. We're done with it, and we don't need politicians to tell us how we're going to do it. We're just done with it. It's really quite beautiful when 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 humans around the planet shine their light. It's quite amazing what actually causes change. Causing change is not posting a bunch of rhetoric on social media. That has no real effect on change. Causing change isn't debating and arguing, and causing change isn't getting into all sorts of conspiracy stuff. Causing change, or better put, having the potential for change, is by doing exactly what we're doing right here. And then, really, when you're shining your light, you're really shining it onto yourself. The awareness, I am that I am, I exist. And then being in that communication in the present moment. So it's this beautiful kind of a loop. You shine your light, share it for the world, but it comes back to you in so many more ways. So with that, Chambra, it's been another outstanding shout. My thanks to each and every one of you for being here on the planet, for staying. And right now, just a short message from FM. Always understand, feel into the communications from your soul. What's the greatest truth? What's the greatest freedom you'll ever have? So we've got FM working away up here with so many of the other Schomburgs who have been on Earth and then come to this side, being with you, assisting. But ultimately, it's your light as a human on the planet that makes all the difference. Shine your light and realize that no matter what happens, all is well in all of creation. With that, I am Adamus of Saint Germain.